Let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages.
Here's a text message that says, when you reference Fox News, do you imply that that network is cramming conservative opinions down our throats? But when you reference CNN and MSNBC, no such exclamation is presented. It's your right to have an opinion, but stop referring to yourself as an independent. P.S. I do not watch cable news. I have no cable in my house.
Well, P.S. I am an independent. I'm a radical moderate, and I do have opinions. And yes, it's fair to say that MSNBC does try to cram liberal ideology down your throat. CNN is not as bad, but they do it to some degree. They're certainly not Fox News, so I think CNN probably tries to cram some of it down your throat as well. But what I'm saying is that neither one of those two, CNN or MSNBC, don't do it to the degree that Fox News does it. CNN and MSNBC have never been caught in lies to where they had to pay $787 million in a settlement because Fox News did not want the details of them lying and how it was premeditated lying. They knew they were lying. They did not want that to come out in court. So to the degree that Fox News does it, it's much greater than the degree to which CNN and MSNBC do it. But CNN and MSNBC do it, so it's fair to point that out.
The sort of the low-hanging fruit, the easy attack against you to say that you can't possibly be an independent. Well, what do you expect from an independent? I mean, really, let's at least come to a sort of communal agreement about what that means. To my view, and I think you would probably agree with this, if you have anything else to say, let us know. An independent calls balls and strikes as they see them, irrespective of what the Republicans want or Democrats want. If your job is to call balls and strikes and you end up calling three strikes in a row, they say, oh, that's biased. That can't possibly be independent. No, the fact is it was three strikes.
Yeah.
Like, how can you defend yourself against that? It's people just don't understand what a radical moderate, what a centrist, common sense, independent voice looks like. As soon as the common sense, centrist, independent voice starts telling truths that they don't like, then, oh, well, they can't possibly be a centrist. They can't possibly be moderate. They can't possibly be an independent because they said something that went against my team.
Well, and that's why they don't want me to be an independent, because they don't want an independent to be that objective about something that they totally agree in. You said it really well, Ian, and I appreciate that. But that's true. And there are people who are so biased that they can't understand that somebody could not be so biased. They don't understand independence. If you're a right-wing radical or a left-wing radical, you don't understand how somebody could be a radical moderate who could be an independent. You don't understand the concept of not being part of a political tribe because you are part of a political tribe.
It's the same phenomenon you see when it's like, you know, you or I will offer some critique of President Trump, whatever it is. And the response oftentimes is, well, you must love Biden. Well, you must love Harris. Yep. You must love Obama. You must love everything that they did. And it's like, no. What do you? It's like I said I love peanut butter, and your response is, "Oh, well, you must hate oranges." Like, what is wrong with you?
No, that's so you true. And you brought this up before, and it's so true. And I see it on social media. It certainly is present here on the air. If I say something negative about Donald Trump because of what he said or done, then, right, they respond, well, you must love Biden. No, I don't love Biden. I was very critical of Biden. So, you know, yeah, it's not if you love this, then you must hate this. Please, you know, I know it's difficult, but, you know, pay attention to what's being said, because you can't put this show into a box like you can other shows, because other shows are totally consistent with their ideology. They're consistent to where you can tune in anytime you want and you know exactly what the ideology is. I have different opinions when it comes to different things, like many Americans. And so that's reflective of what I do on the air. And so, you know, I cannot like two things at the same time.
Left Lane Ryder is listening today. He says a great example and a huge one of crooked media is Kamala's 60 Minutes interview, editing answers for a presidential candidate to make her look more favorable in order to sway voters to the left. How can they ever be trusted again? I'm convinced the best course of action is to watch absolutely none of the major outlets. They are fear mongers because fear draws ratings and ratings bring money.
Well, I agree with the last part of that. But in terms of the editing, Fox News did the same thing to Donald Trump. There were stories out. We talked about it on the show. They didn't want him to look stupid. So they edited some things out in the Trump interview. Fox News did exactly what was done with the Kamala Harris interview. Exactly the exact same thing with Donald Trump. But if you're locked in the media echo chamber of the conservative world, you're not going to hear that. They're not going to tell you that. You're going to hear that on this show. So if you listen to our show, you know more than if you listen to other shows, because you're not going to get that on other shows. But the truth is, they did the exact same thing. And the stories are out there. But see, this person is just repeating the sound bites that have been drilled in this person's head from the conservative media echo chamber. They're telling you that, and you're believing it, and you're repeating it to us, even though you don't understand that Fox News did the same thing for Donald Trump.
Here's a text that says, Scoop may be a moderate, call it 50-50. His hatred towards Fox and Donald, load his liberal side 20%. He sounds 75% liberal, the rest moderate.
I'm not 50-50. I'm not 50-50. I'm not 50-50. I mean, on a lot of things, I lean right. On a lot of things, I lean left. And again, if you can't just pigeonhole me into this one category, you know, people have to think listening to this show. You have to think. This show is for people who actually think, not people who just want it all to be the same. So it's monotone in terms of opinions. It's monotone. You can tune in any time and hear basically the same ideology being promoted. To me, that's boring AF. So, you know, we're different. We're bold on this show. And, you know, I don't, you know, on any given day, I'm 75 one way and 25% the other way. The next day, I'm 25%, 75%. I don't keep track of that. I just talk about what I see in the news from the perspective of somebody who doesn't belong to either political tribe. And that's what it is. It's tribalism. And I'm not part of either one of those.
Where did we get this idea that everything's got to be 50-50 anyway? That is a strictly American construct. Other pluralistic modern democracies do not have that problem. It's like we insist that the media has to do everything 50-50. And it's like a football game. It's like in the NFL, you got two teams playing, right? And one team is the kind of flawed. They make some mistakes. They drop a lot of passes. They finish 7-9. Okay. But at least they have 11 men on the field who are at least trying. The other team has 8 men on the field, plus 2 armed bank robbers, a guy in a Big Bird suit, 5 petulant 4-year-olds, and a guy just walking around giving a Nazi salute. And the media is the referees, and they have to officiate this absurd game. 50-50, calling penalties on both teams at the same rate, or the audience will tell them to pieces and say that they're biased.
You know, and also
we're doomed.
Also, Ian, think about this. The people who think that I'm unfair, I don't hate Fox News. I respect the hell out of what Fox News does. It's, and I've said this many times, Fox News does a better job production-wise than either of the other two networks. They have more entertainment value in what they do. They are brilliant with what they do. It's just that I don't agree with everything that they do, so I talk about that when it comes up. But make no mistake about it, I don't hate Fox News. I don't hate Donald Trump. I have never said anything hateful about Donald Trump personally on this show. I'm honest about his actions as a candidate. I'm honest about his actions as president, but I don't hate him.